So I was asked to talk about steps 1, 2, and 3. Been doing a lot of speaking in front of people lately, and it doesn't get any more comfortable. So before I got up here, my wife's sitting next to me, and she's looking up houses. Powerlessness right there, bro. So when I was like thinking about what I was going to talk about, when I thought about step one, I just kind of, it took me back to like my last fucking time out there. And I just restarted doing my steps again. And it's a very strange experience after being clean for a little while. Another addict, I asked him, I said, why am I struggling with this, man? I said, this is weird. I feel like I can't relate to this. It's more of a struggle. And he said, well, that's because life's good now. He goes, that desperation's not there right now. You got to dig a little bit deeper. And having that talk with him actually helped. So, like, you know, a little over 6 years clean. This is only my second time going through the steps. It's not one of my favorite things to do, to be honest with you. But it's a necessity. I understand that. So, like, for step one, like, I showed up at rehab, dude. I was 47 years old. I had nothing. I didn't show up there because I wanted to get better. I showed up there because I painted myself into a corner. You know what I mean? Things weren't going well. So, you know, I decided to check myself into rehab. And this hasn't been the first time I did that. I mean, I was there. I was angry. I felt like nobody understood how I felt. And I had all the answers. And nobody in this room could tell me anything. Because I've been trying to do this recovery thing since 2009. And it never stuck because I kind of picked bits and pieces of what I wanted to do. And, you know, if it seems like I'm getting off topic, I mean, that's powerlessness, man. That my life was unmanageable. Like, I thought I had answers to the problems I was going through, but yet I wasn't willing to take a fucking real look inside. And nothing ever changed. And I kept getting the same things over and over again. So this last time, when I finally got me a sponsor, you know, who's like almost 20 years younger than me. By that point, I didn't care, man. You know what I mean? I was willing to do whatever I needed to do. And it was embarrassing, you know? I was fucking almost 48 years old in a halfway house, dude. You know what I mean? I was surrounded by, like, kids, you know? I felt fucking stupid. But I knew that if I did what, you know, I watched these other people do, that, like, I wouldn't have to put myself in a situation like that anymore. So, and now, like, step one to me is a lot different to me now than what it was in the beginning, you know? Like, today, like, I know that, like, for me, being an addict, I like to control situations, you know, I mean, and it never pans out. And that's another step, but we're not talking about those. But yeah, like, you know, I don't know what it is, the addict in me that like wants to try to micromanage things and will things the way I think they should be. And, you know, like today I realized like that I'm powerless over other people and their actions, you know, and I got a cheat. This is the only time you're ever going to see me on a phone in any kind of freaking recovery setting. But I'm nervous and I gotta take notes here. All right, so step two, I came to believe that there is a power greater than myself and that will restore me to sanity. So everybody's interpretation of this is different for me. When I heard the word God early on, it freaked me out. So I kind of struggled with this one, and my sponsor's like, listen, dude, you know, what I did is I used anything greater than yourself. He goes, the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous is greater than you. You can use that as your higher power if you want. And I feel like my God of my understanding speaks and channels his energies, negative and positive, through people. I like to tell my sponsees all the time that you can learn from people that are doing the right things. But you can also learn from people that aren't doing the right things. And And I still use that to this day for me and my recovery. It's like when I see somebody do something stupid, I'll be like, okay, yep, we won't do that, you know? So yeah, to restore me to sanity, I don't know if we're ever going to be completely sane, man, to be honest with you. Most of my friends are fairly weird, and I'm pretty weird myself. But that's okay. I mean, like I told you at the beginning, my wife's like looking at houses, dude. Like I've been extremely busy all summer. I was complaining to some other addicts earlier, but like, dude, there was a time when they didn't want Mike around. When they saw the phone ring and it was Mike, they're like, what's this fucking dude want now? What kind of fucking scheme or story is Mike trying to tell me to get some money? You know? And life is very different today, and it's from working steps, and it's from staying connected to this fellowship. It's from doing this uncomfortable shit like this that I don't want to do, but I know that this is just part of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, I mean, step three for me, it's all about surrender, and it's all about continuing to do what I've been doing since the get-go. I think early on, that didn't bother me like it does a lot of people, where they're like, you're telling me I could never get high again? Like, I did enough, dude. Like, I didn't feel like that. I never felt like that. I feel like I'm on bonus time now, to be honest with you. Like, I should have been dead, you know? I'm going to war story for 1 second here. And then, so I was found dead in the country fair bathroom on 12th and Parade. And when I came to, of course I was pissed, because you know we get mad, you know what I mean? And then they sent me to the hospital. But when I was there, the police came to talk to me, because I had a syringe hanging out of my arm and I was on the floor. And the cop told me that there was an off-duty nurse that just happened to be at Country Fair getting coffee at that time. And she kept me resuscitated until the EMTs came there. And, you know, I don't know if that's God. I don't know what that is. But apparently my journey wasn't supposed to end there. And I truly think that the people that are here, the people that were saved, because we've lost a lot of friends, I think that the ones that make it, I think that this is kind of their role that they're supposed to do. They're supposed to carry a message of recovery and to help other people and pick them up when they're down. So yeah, that's about all I got, man. Thanks for letting me share.